Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Simpson College Athletic Director Bob Nutgrass about the upcoming youth basketball night. Simpson basketball teams and the Simpson Athletic Department is hosting a youth basketball night. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we want to invite the Youth Basketball Association to come and have this the youth players come and scrimmage a little bit and just get some recognition at our half times. We really feel that's an important program, obviously, for the community to keep students involved. And we also see it as an opportunity to try to get more people to come to the game on the second, as we don't have students in session yet. So that first week of games back from vacation, we're trying to get some ways to market some people to get people out to the stands. So hopefully that will work for us.
Well, I remember doing this when I was a kid for either high school games or college games. What do you think it means to the department to kind of be able to see this and what it means to the kids?
Well, I think it's good exposure, obviously, for our athletic department and for the students and their parents to come to Cole's Gym and see what happens at a Simpson basketball game. And just the environment is fun, and we hope that it'll be an enjoyable evening. But it's an opportunity for them to be able to, you know, say I got on the gym floor at Cole's and at the college, Division III college, and participate in some games and have some fun in that evening. So we hope it's an experience that they'll remember.
I know from the kids' standpoint, it's kind of a way for you to get your athletes more involved in the community as well. How important is that?
Well, that's real important. You know, they talk about the town and gown relationship, and so we want an opportunity at the end of the game for the youth and their parents to interact with the players and have the players sign, give autographs to whoever would want to do that. So I think it's real important for us to try to connect with the community and that to allow people to know that, you know, we want them to come to Simpson games when they have an opportunity.
What do kids need to do if they want to attend this game?
I think what they need to do is just make sure that they talk with their coach in the Youth Basketball Association and that they understand when the game is, how to get over here, and just I think we were going to have them try to sit together. So just to make sure that they understand where they're going and that their team's going to be there. And I think they're trying to line up an opportunity for them to scrimmage a little bit at halftime or between games. So I think they just need to be aware with their coach, communicate that so that they kind of know where they're supposed to be going.
Talk about the impact that, I guess, the bigger gym, I guess, the more people have that can have on a team in an athletic department. It kind of builds up the momentum a little bit, not only for the impact on the community, but for that game night as well.
That's right. We have our schedule is set up so that we hopefully can have some games, home games on evenings where the high school is not playing at home, and we can get the community more involved in trying to come to our athletic events. But we also have an event in one of our courses where we bring students from Irving over, and the second, third, and fourth graders come over and see the big gym, and I think they really enjoy the bigness of the gym. And obviously with a Division III competition, the atmosphere is exciting, and we want them to be a part of that.
I know just kind of this night aside, there's always camps being held, whether it's football camps, baseball, basketball, really all sports hosting camps. I guess how important is that for the athletes, because they are student athletes, to learn those leadership skills as well?
Right. They get an opportunity as athletes to be involved in the clinics and camps that the coaches put on. And so I know that the baseball team has been doing a weekend camp several times already. Softball is doing that in January, I believe, before their season. And women's soccer will be having a camp probably during spring break. So and this year our spring break lines up with the school spring break for the first time in a long time. So it's an opportunity for students to get on campus to kind of meet the coaches and understand what they're about. And the players have a really opportunity, like you say, to do some leadership skills and to work with youth, which many of them will want to do in a career. So it's a great opportunity.
So one final time, youth basketball night coming up. What do kids need to know, and when is it, and what should kids expect?
Well, I think they just need to communicate with their coaches on their teams and know that it's on January 2nd. It's on Wednesday evening, and we're playing Loris that evening at home, so the women's game is at 6 and the men's game is at 8, and we hope that they can come out to those games and be involved in the activities that they're going to have, and I believe they're going to scrimmage a little bit and get a chance in to meet the players and have them sign autographs after the game. So we hope it'll be a great night.
Thanks to Bob Nutgrass for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.